Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Thank you, my love. Wow, it is really interesting the time we are in right now and the technical stuff that can show up in this time. So here we are, opening and beginning to explore today's program, where we are going to basically, as always, plug into a little bit of what's it like to listen to our body, what's it like to simply be here in the moment. And to notice what's alive and what's moving through, and even in a very wide level, which is a bit of the inspiration and the theme and for today's show, which I'll get to, notice when things are kind of come in to try to sabotage that. And so it was just a bit of a rocky start, and here we are. We are now live, and I am Leslie Blackburn, and we are exploring sacred sexuality. This really is about what's it like to listen to our bodies. We're going to explore discussion, awareness, education, or just feeling and being in our bodies and exploring stories and inspiration on what that's about, as well as invitations, things that I have noticed in my journey, that I've noticed in working with thousands of hours of clients, sessions, of working with many, many people, and the questions and the inquiries that come up through our practices, through self, through connection, that really guide the way we meet life and love. And so today we're going to continue in that. And as always, we're going to start with a bit of a settling in, breathing, and connecting deep in our bodies. So let's begin by slowing down, maybe closing your eyes if that feels good to you, and gently noticing. So feeling the breath in your body, softening into the belly, the pelvis, the pelvic floor, inviting a connection with earth. Invite an exhale with sound, allowing allowing what's it like to feel the earth, to feel your connection and your relationship with the earth, and through it to really recreate your relationship with your body. I invite slow down, feel, widen, drop your awareness into your pelvis. Invite your pelvic floor to soften, open, feel in the root gates. Letting your root gate soften and connect. And a call, a devotion, this sacred spiritual sexual practice really is one also of feeling our bodies and our calling and the deep longing for that connection with self, with spirit, with earth. Let yourself feel that longing, that yes, please, earth, allow me to connect my body to you. Please help me to feel. Please support and guide me on this journey on this planet. Dropping into a sense of capable, safe, present, grounded. And then opening to feeling wide and the beyond, the above, the what I'll call the masculine, the stars, the sky, the sense of divine, sacred masculine. Please help me to trust to receive your love. And allow that downflow in through the body to meet the sacred earth, divine, feminine juiciness rising up so that our bodies become a vessel, a chalice for those for them to connect within. And to learn, to grow, to transform, to transmute, and to be with all the energy that is flowing in on this planet in this moment. And with gratitude, a breath of gratitude for yourself, for taking time for you. Ah, a breath of gratitude for being simply here now. And when you're ready, widening your awareness to notice the space around you that is you as you gently open your eyes. And coming back into the space. Beautiful. So as we now continue on today's show, we are exploring the nature of this deep inspiration that I've been noticing lately around where we are, so to speak, galactically or as an Earth planet in relationship with the sun, as an inspiration then for exploring body awakenings and ecstatic openings in relationship to ourself and to our sacred sexuality and really recreating our relationship with ourself and the planet and others. And I want to start with the inspiration on what is emerging right now in this time. And this has been really alive for me. This is something that has been a daily part of my journey in this past month, or a little less actually, and that is some major events happening in our solar system, in the universe, and really how that might relate to our bodies. And this is, as I start to say it, that part of me that walked the what I call very corporate heteronormative life for a lot of years, that saw things in only one way in my scientific mind, you know, as the engineer that I am in my background and schooling and 15 years in corporate engineering, there's a big part of me that hears my voice now and goes, are you insane? This makes no sense, you know, and the skepticism. And so I just, as I've felt and shifted and opened to what this is for me, have gotten a lot of clarity, like no doubt, clear in my body, in my presence, in what I've noticed, the changes that I've seen in my body and the way we can heal and grow and transform, the changes I've seen in the world as I've acknowledged my ability to co-create in it has been absolutely tremendous. And I offer it from a place of like, yeah, I get it. I get when I totally walked and said, like, there's no way. This stuff makes no sense. It violates all of my scientific principles. And so I'm not gonna pay attention to that. And so what I'm inviting today is not that you take everything that I say as fact or that anyone says as fact, but that instead, can you, as an invitation, can I explore what is my truth within my body? And as I meet that and relate with that, and I get the sense, the tingles, the resonance, the core of my being saying yes, to begin to trust that. And to trust it one step at a time, the one little piece that says, you know, it can't hurt. What if? And to meet that and walk with it for a bit. That's what I invite. So one step at a time, what's it like to emerge into remembering deeply who we are? And this is, so these body awakenings, these ecstatic openings, this is very rooted in this essence that we are here as an infinite being in finite form. So remembering who we are is a part of this experience on this planet. So back to the inspiration, where we are at galactically speaking, or just solar system-wise, or however we want to word it, the Earth. We are in a portal, and three major things have caught my attention in this realm. So starting in late July, this portal opened that is when Sirius, the star Sirius, the deep center of our kind of the central sun, as one of my teachers puts it, the way we as humanity are connected here on this planet has a lot to do with this star. And so this star Sirius, our own star, the sun, and our Earth, are aligned in a really auspicious way. And that started in sort of late July, where we start to enter this portal, this gate, what is called the Lion's Gate, if you want to do a little research. The Lion's Gate opened and then peaked right around August 8th. And it's this opening of this alignment in Leo, and so we're in the constellation Leo, and the sun is in Leo, which is part of why I believe this is called the Lion's Gate. But it's this opening to what a powerful energy that we can align with direct to our source, direct through our sun, through to the mystery of the beyond, in whatever way we want to look at that or link to that, but that I invite also through directly to Sirius, this star. Now, that peaked at August 8th, and we're heading now, we're at August 15th. We are heading into, well, and around August 8th, right around, it was August 7th, actually, we had a full moon and a partial lunar eclipse that we in the U.S. didn't witness. It was during our daytime. But that other areas of the globe did and were able to witness this partial lunar eclipse that happened right in this mouth, this portal of this gate. Now we're also headed into a just absolutely amazing kind of once-in-a-lifetime experience of a full solar eclipse, a complete totality solar eclipse that's going to strike a path across the U.S. And so during this total eclipse, even if we're not in the path of totality, this is a powerful time of alignment. The deep feminine of the moon, you know, eclipsing, moving over the deep masculine of the sun. Like, this is a powerful time. And to put it in words, again, it feels awkward for me, and especially my old scientific self goes, blah, 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 right? And yet what I know to be true is, as I've sat with this, as I've gotten a calling that says, you need to sit and open and be a vessel for these energies to move through our bodies and to move and to anchor into the earth. So we, those who feel called, those who feel in the realm of opening to be of service, and you know who you are, and like, great, claim that. And I invite, what's it like then to open to be that vessel so that we can literally, as this one beautiful woman who shared some work online said, to siphon off these energies. And that word is the closest I can come to as I'm sitting with what's being called through me, and yet I don't know, it feels like it's the closest word anyway, but to really draw upon or open to receive these energies of this alignment that we are in. And what does it take to allow ourselves to open to be that vessel and to be an anchor for these energies? And this is the core of what I want to explore today. Like, what is that? How do we open to be a vessel? Yes, we can simply intend it. Great. And there are some things we can consciously be aware of that support it. And so now is the time. Where are we on the spectrum as we are allowing ourselves to be an open vessel? Our bodies, you know, it's about preparing our bodies, our physical bodies, our energetic bodies, to allow and invite and be present with that energy. And to be clear, we're going to be able to meet it in whatever way is the right balance for us. Our bodies are so wise that we can rationally be nowhere on top of this, and it's going to all be perfect. So it's not overthinking it. It's not overplanning it. And yet, when it's ringing in your body, when the idea of this is giving you goosebumps, when this, like, discussion of the bigness of what is coming is, like, tingling through your body, it's a good time to listen. And what I invite are some practices. Now, you'll feel into whatever those are for you. And you can, you know, as you search and feel into this, one of the things that can happen, at least for, like, myself, who I tend to be a type A overachiever, in my, you know, I'm a recovering control freak. And so I will tend to even spiritually grab at everything. I need to do this practice and that practice and this practice and that practice, you know, my Tai Chi and my Qigong and my yoga and da 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 da. And great, those pieces of my practice that really feel resonant, I do meet, and I do meet many of them. And it really all bubbles down to, can I drop back into my belly? Let my womb soften, open to receive the guidance, and meet what is being invited of me. And then do my best to listen to that guidance. So opening to be the vessel during this time, it takes some, if you choose, it takes some choices. In what ways are we cluttering our physical body? You know, notice what you're eating and drinking. Notice what you're putting on your body, on your skin, in your hair, in your armpits. What are these things that we are applying to physical form or ingesting and putting inside us? And really take note. Do they feel aligned with our highest, greatest vibrational possibility in this moment? For me, they've changed drastically over the last 20 years, one piece at a time. Releasing traditional aluminum-based deodorants way back, you know, and noticing, wow, my skin's absorbing these aluminums and that doesn't feel good. That's one piece. You know, release, changing the way I eat, drastic changes of the way I eat, but slowly over time, and then a big shift about 2.5 years ago. So that I'm noticing bringing clear, clean, whole, real food into my body instead of some of the things that I used to bring into my body that were a bunch of chemicals or tremendously processed, fake stuff, artificial ingredients. Like, I used to eat these things. I don't anymore. And, you know, if you notice you are, there's no beating ourselves up. We just go, oh, what might it be like to release that? Do I want to or do I not want to? It's all a choice. But thinking about how our cells actually build and create these bodies, these vessels, and that each thing we bring into our body brings building blocks in. Like, you know, I feel my body go, yes, I can rebuild, I can repair. You know, for me, what that is rebuilding, repairing a journey that did include a lot of artificial junk and eating in ways that are the traditional American diet, frankly, that we don't even know. It wasn't conscious. It's not like my parents said, oh, we're going to fill you full of crap and we'll do this on purpose. But yet, what did I eat when I was eating Lucky Charms and when I was eating blueberry cereal and Fruity Pebbles? You know, look at the ingredients in those cereals and just go, oh my gosh. Like, there's how much of it is food and how much of it is chemical, artificial, or sugar, or processed sweeteners. So as my body, you know, grew up with that, it had its impact, and I've been feeling the results of that, as well as my own choices later where I was drinking and binge drinking in ways that were not healthy for my body. And at the time, hell, I didn't care. I was going to go party. It felt good. So I would just organize everything so I could do it really reasonably, you know, as my type A self. So still did a great job in school, but let's go out and party and get obliterated on the weekend, then recover and go back to school. And so that really was started to really impact my body. And it showed the way that I really didn't have a lot of care for my body. So when I started to notice this, part of it is like, could I bring some self-forgiveness? Could I go to myself, you know, it's okay. So that, yep, that was a part of your experience. But now your body is amazingly resilient. So I've been trusting and listening to her and going, oh my gosh, look at the changes I can make and how I can feel good. And that what all these things that I did don't have to be irreversible. Like, I can meet and change and honor the resilience of my body and feel the gratitude and the love for my body, that then she goes, okay, yes, I'm with you. And reclaim it. Recreate my relationship with her, with my physical form. So I've made a lot of choices. And you know what? There'll probably be more in the next decade. I will probably do things differently later that I look back on today, you know, today, and go, why was I doing it that way? And that's okay. It's all a part of my journey. So that's part of what I mean by open to be the vessel. Can I notice physically ways to shift and provide a clearer channel? As well as notice the way we distract ourselves, our mind, the mental clarity, right? So do we have a lot of TV in our lives, or even just internet surfing, what I'll call entertainment distractions, where I'm trying to do something like that involves usually putting our face in front of a screen with a bunch of electrons. That's got a real biological draw, actually. I've even seen, I don't remember where I saw this, but this connection with, you know, we have a draw when we're sitting around as you know, our native biological self that has this draw to gaze at a fire, has a lot to do with why we were drawn into film to begin with, to sort of sit around in the dark with fellow beings as community and watch this light. And so I think there's a body level thing that's almost addictive, that we get drawn into these screens for that electron thing. And what I invite is, like, let's also make that balance. And where can we release it? Where is it drawing us away from being present to who we are and remembering and being? And when is it like, okay, I need to do a little bit of presencing with this for whatever reason to support my day and the way I'm walking in this 3D reality? Because we're balancing both. You know, this is about being a householder. We're walking one foot in the realm of recognizing and remembering who we are in the spiritual realm of the infinite, but also one foot that says, hey, I am negotiating 3D reality and there are ways that I need that in my world. But there are ways we can create and recreate that feel really good and aligned with what we're intended to do on this planet. And I invite that. So releasing, you know, just check in, notice all of this for yourself. Notice what you're bringing into your body, onto your body, notice what you're seeing and relating to with your body, and notice places where you're ready to make a change, and then make it. And do that now. Because now we're heading in to this solar eclipse. And this solar eclipse on August 21st is the window that we're in, even starting right, my guidance is saying starting right now. Like, I've been sitting daily with, can I open my body and be a vessel and be a channel for this powerful energy that is moving through? And I don't know what that means cognitively yet. I may never. But there's something really important that I know I am supposed to offer through simply opening to be a channel for it. So I invite, feel into what it is for you to be an anchor for, to be a vessel for meeting this. Maybe it's just to slow us down, to actually start to look around and change our lives. Like, that's a really powerful and beautiful reason to simply slow down, right? So maybe that's it. And maybe there are more reasons, and I think there are, and there are many that are starting to be revealed. So all of that then, as our grounding, I want to come back to coming into, what do I mean by body awakenings and ecstatic openings? And we're going to do that after we share a short break.
You are listening live to Body Mind Spirit Radio. Today is Tuesday, August 15th, 2017, and you are listening to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you'd like to talk with Leslie live on the air, give us a call at 646-378-0378. That number again is 646-378-0378. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. Thank you. Yeah. So, being a vessel, opening to be the vessel, to allow, to invite, surrender, open to, receive. These are words to put, you know, we're putting words to something that is the very antithesis of words. I talk in my practice about feminine and masculine energies, and to be clear, they're not gender. It's not about feminine means girl and masculine means boy. It's that all of us, no matter how we identify in gender, can meet and relate to these energies in our bodies and the world, and that really, that's the nature of our duality, is how do we meet these complements and find the integration, the balance, the way they come together that is our unique place and wholeness, and coming back to merging into unity, bringing them together. And what I'm talking about with ecstatic openings and body awakenings is a very feminine path. It's our masculine is likes to do and think and analyze and plan. And so for me, I started really strongly down that path in my own, in my engineering career. But even as I left that career 9 years ago and started to really tap into my authentic purpose and offer my gift to share with the world, it really was a time for years where, and still it continues, where I was noticing I can't just do a different list of things. This isn't, as I'm reconnecting with my feminine, it's not just put something else on the list to do, right? That's masculine. That's analytical, I'll say. That's, and it was also about opening to allow to shift, to process, to be differently. And that awakening of the being differently, of the really shifting processing as well as just the things on the list. It's not just the quality of things on the list are different. It's the very way our bodies process and be that's different, and that they complement each other. So, you know, there's this part of me as I really tapped into starting to feel my body and reconnect with my feminine and my juiciness and reclaiming my power of joy and pleasure, that there's a little part that goes, oh, yeah, so I need to just, like, shove away that old engineering self because that was way too dry and crispy. But the reality is, no, actually. There's a real value in the part of me that does plan and think and analyze. Like my capacity, as I've noticed my life shifting, when I can bring the power of those together, the power of my really conscious, present, focused, directive side that can take something and get it done is amazing. When I can also soften into feeling and dropping into my womb and listening to what my body is inviting me to do instead of just what my head is saying, the bringing them together, the blend of the womb with the third eye and the heart is like so profound. There's such a soft, rich, deep, wide power in embodied sensation, embodied practices, in letting ourselves reclaim this relationship to our body. Not just rethink it, not just replan it, reclaim it at an embodied practical level. So I want to give a little bit of an example of something recently where this is coming in. And part of me is a little shy to do it. It's a really deep thing that happened. And I feel like, and I'm writing a book, and this book is literally about all of this. The nature of sacred sexuality is a path of listening to our body, of these body awakenings and ecstatic openings. And what Spirit got really clear with me with this book, because I started to write it with all the, like, look at all this great stuff. You know, Spirit was like, oh, no, it's just a bam. You know, you need to write from a place of all of the grit and the shadow and the grist for the mill that is what, you know, the raw, intense, the stories that were not pretty, you know, were ugly and intense, those have to come in because they are what support it. That is the grist for the mill, right? That is what the stuff that gets churned to be transformed and transmuted. And that's a really important, and the framework for that is really important. So I'm going to dive into this, just acknowledging this rich framework of what's it like to hold our bodies in a safe space and really listen deeply and acknowledge the fullness of what can arise. And there can be all sort of stuff that arises from our bodies. And I have met many layers of that for my own that can be tied with our old experiences, with traumas, with abuses, with simply times in our lives where we were told we were not good enough. All of this, meeting it and feeling it and transmuting it, as that's to me what has opened the capacity to feel more layers of pleasure, to feel more states where I can acknowledge the ecstatic currents. This being the vessel is more than just what am I eating and putting in my body. It's also clearing out what are these experiences and relatings that have happened that I've held on to because they served. They were maybe how I felt safe, to hold some layers, some shields. But part of opening to be the vessel is that as well, to meet these old heavy things and allow them to transmute. And what that means is now as I meet new layers, there are still crunchy, gritty places. So I've been through many, many spirals of that. Stuff will come up. And this is what I want to give the example of. So here I am cruising along in this window of the Lion's Gate, feeling like, wow, this is intense stuff. But yet I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling pretty clean in my body. I'm feeling pretty clear. I'm opening to feeling these energies move through my body, my sexuality. And that's, our sexuality isn't separate from this. When I say ecstatic openings, it is our sacred sexual energy and it's life. It's not just, oh, I have to go off to the bedroom to experience this sexual experience. It's what's it like to meet these ecstatic currents, this nature of Shakti moving through our bodies. Well, often when I'm feeling in the best and the clearest is when my body says, and when I'm asking, I'm literally in this Lion's Gate also meeting the deep power of Sekhmet, you know, lion-headed goddess of Egypt, and really walking with her and journeying with her. And that, like, that's powerful when you go, okay, Sekhmet, here I am, and I offer up to you my fears to be burned in your transformational fires. I offer up to you the dross that I am still carrying to be burned in these transformational fires. When you make that call with spirit in whatever way, whether that's with Sekhmet or whatever way you relate to this, like there are many powerful ways to do this type of offering. But I've been walking with her intentionally. Oh my gosh. You know, you ask for that. In my case, I ask for that. You receive it. Oh my God, I receive it, right? I'm ready to feel this. Can you help me to feel what I need to experience? Holy crap. So I get it. So I come home or I have this experience where the world of the mundane meets the world of the spiritual. And basically, I feel a tremendous violation in the deep temple, specifically, quite frankly, the deep temple space of my home, but also that resonance into the deep temple space of my body as I feel what I perceive to be a deep violation, which happens through the mundane world of gas meters needing to be changed and the world of my partner and how he's meeting that experience with me. And it hit me. It hit me to the core of my being. Like, I felt violated. These workers were allowed into my space. They're walking on my altar. I'm freaking out. And I'm just like, can't even believe this is happening, despite the fact that I had told them they were not to do work that day. And so this whole experience just put this big rift in my body and a rift with my partner, a rift in trust of like, how could you allow this? And at first, I had my body responded so strongly, I just went back into an old territory of rage and screaming and like, can't even believe this is happening. And then I recognize it and I see it in my body and I'm able to claim it and I meet an apology to this person who was working for the gas company who I had been the target of some screaming. And I looked at him and I said, you know, after I asked for what I needed, so this is important, I knew I needed some space to be with my space. And I told this person they had to leave for like a minute and give me the space. And I did. And I plugged in and I felt the space reclaim. And I stepped back out when it was complete. And I looked at them in the eye and I said, I'm sorry, that yelling, it wasn't you. Not about you. It's the stuff that I'm feeling, the clarity that I had this morning with the crew saying you're not working today. They got overridden, which it wasn't this person directly who had done that. So I apologized and met it, and I was able to meet this layer of my own power that I have in the past, in decades ago, met in such anger and rage, and walked in the corporate world with that. In fact, was trained that way. Like it was almost like a given, you had to be mean and yell to get things done in the corporate world. And it was really not something I liked even then, but I taught myself because that's how I could climb the ladder. That's how I could be better. And now I was meeting this power in a different way, this fierce rage of my lioness, but with compassion. And I was able to meet it and shift it a little bit and to watch myself in it in a different way. And all this happened And the rift with my partner, because I perceived he had not protected this space or me. Once I was able to meet him later and hear from him, actually, it came from a very different intention. He was trying to support me. He was trying to do something for me and do it in a way that I wouldn't have to worry about it. So it was really interesting to see the differences, but I couldn't see them at first. And meeting all of this and having this raw intensity and feeling even rationally when I could get on top of that and hear him, my body still feeling a huge rift. And I let myself feel it. And that was the key. I let myself feel it, and I acknowledged the things I needed, and I spoke the things I needed, and we moved in a very special, sacred ways over the next 3 or 4 days, where I gently said, okay, body, I hear you, and I felt so violated. And my body, like, I felt it in my solar plexus, and there was a tension and a pain in my solar plexus and my xiphoid as I danced with this, as I moved with this, as I met it in my body, in my dance practice, in my ecstatic practice, and I could feel in the places that it was being held, there was a tension in the base of my neck, at my occiput, and I could feel these things, and even though rationally I was right on board with the discussion my partner and I had, and the clarity we had had at a mental level, my body was still like, I can't be near you right now. I need some space. So I was able to claim that, but claim it gently and like hold it for what I needed. And frankly, he needed it too. He was feeling a big rift. He was feeling his own sensations, which he spoke to me as this heat, the front of his body and his heart and his face, and he was noticing what he needed. And so what we both realized was this space to sleep apart was beautiful. And it wasn't about blame and judgment, and it wasn't about putting somebody in a doghouse, that phrase that I've not ever liked. It's not about punishing. It was about honoring our bodies needed space, that our heads and our rational brains got to a level of clarity much faster than our bodies did. Than my body did. And so I needed to also honor, yes, mentally I'm on top of this, but also my body needs space. And I did. And over the next 2 or 3 days, we met and came back together. We had the most profound lovemaking. We had these deep, powerful experiences where he came to meet me and my body and my pelvis, and we went deep into my body before we were even having his lingam inside my yoni. This was meeting, energetically meeting, just letting our bodies come back together, letting his hand come back to my body, his mouth against my neck, feeling these presencing was the way I was able to soften and stay in my body and meet him again. And together we were able to go to this place in my body where, and I knew I needed something, and it was hard for me to ask for. It was a tender place, and that was working with not only my yoni and areas in my clitoris, but this whole area of our pelvic floor is our precious root gates. These are how we connect to feeling empowered, alive, present, safe, good, and confident in, on this planet. And when we can really meet the energy in our pelvis, it's what I call opening. This is another opening to be the vessel, releasing the heaviness that we hold in the womb, releasing the heaviness we hold in the anus and the rectum and the perineum and the tailbone, all of these areas, opening this space, we can now reclaim it as, yes, I am here, I am important, and I am doing powerful work on this planet. So this reclaiming of our pelvis and opening and clearing that part of our channel and our vessel, often something we stray from or, you know, we were shy about. I know I was. Even when I was feeling incredibly sexually empowered early in my past, it was primarily clitorally or vaginally. It wasn't really bringing it also back deep into the pelvis, into the anus, the rectum, and the tailbone. And now what we were doing, once again, as I have now opened these pathways, I had a powerful tailbone awakening about 3.5 years ago, which I've shared, I think, a story before. So that set the stage a little bit for me because I had a tailbone trauma when I was young. So this is with some foundation here, but what we were able to do is now meet my body, meet with toys and fingers and like it's like we tease because we need more hands and arms and legs and mouths and to really meet all the energetics that want to move in my body. But we were able to meet it together, deeply, anally, rectally, vaginally, clitorally, like tailbone, perineum, the whole, to move the energy there, to feel orgasmic release. What I teased later and kind of gently in a really yummy way, call a buttgasm. Like the whole experience of the pelvis just exploding into yes. And what emerged is this deep, deep reconnection with myself. With yeah, I'm okay. With the earth, with ground. When we can really reclaim ecstatic energy through our pelvis, our capacity to connect with ground and connect with ourselves and connect with others is just so much deepened in my experience. There's just a sense of, yeah, all is well. And we were able to meet that in layers over a couple of days in a way where I felt my body go, yes. And that I could see the gift in all of the rift of the mundane thing that happened, of the mundane world of the electric and gas company crashing into the sacred temple space, but that in fact was a part of what needed to happen, that I do live in a world of both. They do meet each other. I can't just yell at one to fix another. I can't just hide one to shy away from the other, that they are going to meet. And what do I need to let them meet in a way that feels very clear and clean and capable and real and pleasurable? And that's what I was able to meet, like the way that didn't happen, and how could I refortify my own body and my own boundaries and claim what I needed to make sure that doesn't happen again, and to reclaim the space, and which I did, and it was beautiful. Reclaiming and the energetic reclaiming of that space and feeling spirit go, yeah, all is well, no harm done. So all of that, but that I can't hide one from the other and I can't just yell at one. I need to meet them in a way that feels good and clear for my body. And that to me is a part of this very journey right now. I think it's a part of what we're working with in this solar eclipse, is as the deep feminine is deep meeting the deep masculine, we have to come together. We can't just try to cut away things that we think in the mundane world are insane or can't believe they're happening. Yep, okay. So where do we feel called? Are we making change? Are we advocating? Are we holding space for what we need differently? What do we need to do? What is that? But also simply, can I be with and forgive myself for the times maybe when I've met that energy too. When I've been out in the corporate realm and been the angry, yelling person, can I meet that with a new energy? Can I meet it with compassion, with fierce compassion, with like, yes, I'm holding space for what is crucial here, and I'm holding love for all beings. Forgiveness that we are all in this together and everything really is going to be okay. So with that, I'm going to take another short break before we come back to feel a breath and a practice in our body.
Thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Leslie has a new website. You can find radio podcasts, video casts, and more free resources at leslieblackburn.com. The website is mobile-friendly and also has the full class and event schedule, information on private sessions, mailing list sign-up, and much more, again, at leslieblackburn.com. Leslie offers private sessions and has helped many hundreds of individuals and couples over years on their path of sacred sexuality. Sessions are available either in person or by Skype or phone. see details on the website under Classes and Coaching. There are also a couple of options for home study practices. Sacred sexuality classes on four new topics are now available by video, and you can purchase access to these at the website. And the Tantric Energy Touch Workshop is available as an audio CD, available online for order at the website. The best way to get announcements about upcoming events, as well as inspirational stories, videos, and radio show archives, is to subscribe to the email newsletter by clicking on the link on the website, again, leslieblackburn.com. Also, Leslie's Sacred Sexuality videocast airs monthly. You can choose your level of involvement, whether you want to be a part of the conversation live or just sit back and take it in. See details at the website to join in. The next videocast is Wednesday. Finally, a reminder that Leslie is available for speaking engagement. More information at the website, leslieblackburn.com. And now, back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay, my love. Thank you. And now what I want to invite is, as we've explored all this, that yes, we can have ecstatic openings and body awakenings that allow these currents to move through and to feel joy and pleasure, that it is also a practice. And again, rather than worrying about that list of things to do, what's it like to simply feel into your practice? And what is that for you? I invite that to get clarity on that. It really is about slow down, clear your channel, and listen. So you'll know. What are the things that you know that pop up that like, oh, I really shouldn't be eating that, or I really should be watching less of that, or whatever it is, do that. And daily, get your feet on earth. I call this bare feet earth practice. I have a video at my website. Yeah, I talk about it in many, 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 many radio shows and videocasts. You can look literally under my video blogs on my website that there's a bare feet earth practice where I describe it. But let it be yours. Just get your feet on the earth. Slow down, breathe, listen. Plug your awareness in your body. Feel your breath. Take five breaths and simply be here now. Drop your awareness in your womb space. Do this right now. Drop it into your womb space. By womb space, yes, I mean all beings, whether we identify with having a womb, which we often associate with uterus, or not. Yes, we have deep womb space. Let's call it the lower dantian, this lower center, regardless of our gender or how we relate with our bodies. Drop into the pelvic bowl. Feel the pelvic bowl. Let that center. Have some space. Open to the root gates to the earth. And this is a practice of relaxing. So when I invite taking a breath there, notice if you're trying to push a breath down in there, can you shift from pushing to simply relaxing and allowing? The feeling, this deep center in an omnidirectional way so that the breath is expanding, not just the belly and lower belly distending, yes. Also the back, the sacrum. Inhaling is omnidirectional, this balloon, this sphere that moves outward in all directions and then exhales, condenses gently in all directions. So that as you get your feet on the earth, slow down, take these breaths, drop your awareness into your body. Simply notice what you notice. Again, many practices explore different facets of this. Shows up in yoga and Qigong and Tai Chi. Shows up in ecstatic dance. all of these practices are awesome when they feel part of your calling, and simply breathe and feel your body. And bring a sense of gratitude. Can you notice your body with loving kindness? So that as you start to notice, notice if you're also beating yourself up. I had one beautiful client recently ask, like, okay, so as I'm noticing my body, what's the intention I'm bringing there? Is it like, okay, motherfucker, you know, to my body, and I'm going to invite, no. It was a serious question. He really was relating with this, like, trying to fight it. Okay, you're doing these things I don't like, and it feels awful. How can I fight you? How can I push you away? And I want to invite, shift your awareness and your intention as you are recreating your relationship with your body to one of body, I hear you. I love you, just as you are, one of loving kindness. And as you bring loving kindness to your body, notice what shifts. And then bring a little smile that you just made a change. With deep gratitude for yourself, for taking time for your journey, exploring, slowing down each day, feeling your feet on the land, and just notice your body. With gratitude, namaste.
Thank you for joining us today for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please visit her website, leslieblackburn.com. Leslie is also available for private sessions, and you can find out more information about this at the website. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and have a beautiful day.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.